In the preface of Saint Joseph, it says that he, being a just man, was given by thee as a spouse to the Virgin Mother of God, and as a faithful and prudent servant was set over thy family. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. One reason I chose Saint Joseph to be the patron of the sodality of charity is his great fidelity. In the litany of Saint Joseph, he is called Joseph Most Faithful. The word fidelity means faithfulness, a careful and exact observance of duty or performance of obligations. Saint Paul writes, "He is faithful that hath promised." Fidelity in our days is rare. Recently, I read a little news story from Finland. A mother had arranged a birthday party for her daughter, who turned 8. The girl had invited 5 other girls from her school to the party, who promised to come. But some of them cancelled a day before, and the rest said on the day of the party, when everything was all set, that they would not come. So the girl was left all alone. The mother said in this story that this is what usually happens. The girl is not invited to other children's birthday parties either. She had some friends in kindergarten, but when school started, these friends disappeared, and in school she mostly plays by herself. Imagine the disappointment of a child being left all by herself when the guests invited were not faithful to their promise and did not come. When you are unfaithful to your promise, you bruise and wound a heart. And you don't just break a promise, you might break a heart as well. To break a promise to a child may seem to be a little thing and not important. But there's the same kind of injustice and cruelty in breaking a promise to a child as there is in breaking more serious promises that are made to adults. Is it possible for us to acquire and keep this virtue of fidelity? I think it is. It calls only for the formation of a new and better habit. And today I'll give you a few hints what you could do. First, make few promises. Reading that news story about the girl who was left alone on her birthday was sad, because it showed me how much times have changed. When I was growing up, whether you were a Christian or a pagan, you wouldn't even dream of doing something like that, to accept an invitation and then just not show up. All kinds of questions go through the mind of a child or an adult whose heart has been pierced by a broken promise. Why did he do it? Why make a promise in the first place if he was not going to be faithful to it. If you are invited to a party or some other occasion or asked a favor and you think you can't make it, do not promise. If you are asked, just say, "I'm sorry, I have other engagements, I can't make it." People might think that you're being a little rude, but that doesn't come even close to the disappointment your host has if you are unfaithful to your word. Secondly, when you make a promise, mean it. And when you have made a promise, let nothing stop you from fulfilling it. You might, for example, promise to go dinner at your parents, and then your friend tells you that there is an outing on that same day and time and asks you to come with him. Some people might simply inform the parents that something else came up and cancel the dinner. No, that won't do, because you promised your parents first. Maybe you think that, "Oh, I see them all the time, they don't mind." There's no way you can know that. They might be hurt to the core of their hearts because you broke your promise, but they say nothing because they don't want to hurt your feelings and act towards you as selfishly as you did to them. But even if they don't actually mind, that's not the point. To habitually be unfaithful to your word gives you a reputation that you are unreliable, that your word can't be trusted. People will respect you and rely on you only if you are faithful to your word. Thirdly, it's always unwise to make vague or ill-defined promises. A promise should be definite and unconditioned. For example, if you have a habit to come to Mass late and want to get rid of this habit, do not make a promise such as, "I'll try my best to get to church on time." In this way, when you are making the promise, you are already excusing yourself. Instead, make a promise like, "From now on, I will always be on time." Or if you have a report you have to submit, don't promise to deliver it in some indefinite period, like that you'll give it soon. You must give a definite promise, such as, "I will give it to you personally Monday morning at 8. Vague words like "soon" are such subjective terms that, depending on the person making the promise, they can mean almost anything. And based on my own experience, very often "soon" ends up being "never." Fourth, sometimes it does happen that it becomes impossible to keep your word. You might catch an illness, or you are called on a sudden mission in your work which you cannot postpone. But keep this in mind: if circumstances which are beyond your control render it impossible for you to keep your promise, make some reparation. Of course, if you had a good reason not to keep your promise, it's not your fault. But do you remember that girl who was left by herself on her birthday? Maybe all the girls whom she invited and did not come had a good reason to miss the party. But it doesn't matter to the offended person if you had a good or bad reason. All he knows is that you made a promise and you broke it. When that happens, say something like, "I'm sorry, I couldn't keep my promise. Is there anything I can do to repay you?" As anyone who has had his heart broken knows, an apology is a poor substitute for a promise kept, but anything is better than nothing. Fidelity truly is a rare virtue. There are numerous people who are temperate, many who are chaste, numberless amount of generous and brave souls. But how few are faithful to the promises they make. That kind of a faithful man was Saint Joseph, who is also the patron of families and of fathers. Faithful to his duties, to his work, to God, and to his family. I wish to tell a little about my own father. He is a working man, a mechanic who fixes electronic devices and machines. Just a regular, busy worker. But he also made a point to spend time with us children. Saturdays were my days. My father and I went out together to the beach for a burger or a ride through the countryside. Or if we couldn't think of anything special, we just stayed home and watched movies, just the two of us. Sometimes he couldn't get off from some of his duties at work, but he solved the problem by taking me with him. And his workplace with all the machines, computers, and the like was like a treasure cave for a little boy. I honestly can't remember a single time that he had promised to be there but wasn't. Though not a Catholic, he is a man who is faithful to his word. He also has a good heart. Once the family dog was bumped by a car and got injured really badly. My father is a practical, down-to-earth man, and his first thought was just to take his gun and put the dog out of its misery. But when my little sisters heard about this, they started a storm of crying, wailing, and moaning. And even a rough man like my father had to surrender in front of this tidal wave of tears. So he paid a fortune to the vet, who put the dog back in shape. My father was a much poorer man after that, but at least the hearts of three little girls did not break. Because he was faithful to his work, he was also honored there. When my country was going through a horrible economic depression, tens of thousands of people lost their business or their work, and some even lost their lives. But throughout these hard times, my father always had work and could always support us, because his boss knew that if there was a job that needed to be done, my father would do it. He would do it promptly, and he would do it well. It's these kinds of people who are faithful. They always keep their word. When they promise to meet you somewhere, hail, rain, or snow, they turn up, and they turn up punctually. And nothing but death can stop them from keeping their promises. They are kind of friends that are precious to have. They are faithful. You can trust them. All of us are obliged to examine our conscience, but it doesn't hurt sometimes to count our blessings too. The sudden death of Bishop Dolan showed us that sometimes we don't know our blessings until they are gone. So look around you today and think, among all the people you see, of how many can you say that person always keeps his word? And count yourself very blessed if you have a friend, a parent, a spouse, or a child like that. And if you are a friend, a parent, or a spouse, never think that these little things, like a kind word, a happy joint moment, or keeping your promise, are not important. Not only are they important, but especially for a child, they mean all the world. To these loving followers of Christ, he addresses his words, "Well done, good and faithful servant, because thou hast been faithful over a few things, I will place thee over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord." May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.